This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up. Here's a question for you. Do you know one of the greatest assets successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines each year? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture and how they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There's a program coming up at the end of the month to help you producers with the latest precision ag and data analysis techniques to help you save time and money and optimize your return on investment. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is set for November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center at Iowa City, Iowa. We'll be there, and we hope to see you at the Farm Progress Tech Forum. You can learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there's a hands-on section, too. Go to the website to get all of the information and to register. The website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Steve?
Thank you, Max. Max is in Kansas City the next couple of days for the 75th National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Men and women from radio and TV stations all across the country getting together to talk about ways they can better educate American consumers about the great work being done on farms and ranches all across this country. On a farm in Michigan, about 70 miles northwest of Detroit, near the town of Burt, an 82-year-old man was working on a tractor in a barn when it started and kicked into gear. He was dragged for 400 or so yards right through the wall of the barn and was pinned and killed. Matthew Marsluft died instantly. His son was working in a field nearby, saw the commotion, stopped the tractor, and found his dad. Please be careful out there. 160 years in prison, that's the least amount of time behind bars that a 21-year-old Wisconsin driver faces for vehicular homicide and other charges filed yesterday. Colton True is accused of crashing his truck into a group of Girl Scouts picking up trash along a highway, killing three children and one adult. How he was arrested is an interesting bit of police work. A sheriff's deputy investigating the accident traced a fluid trail that led to the house where True lived with the truck's passenger. The passenger told police that he and True had been huffing computer keyboard cleaner just before the crash. This was not True's first case of driving under the influence. He was previously convicted of drunken driving in Wisconsin and was currently out on bail for another accident in September when he was charged with driving his employer's car into a ditch while intoxicated. In Clive, Iowa, after hearing someone from Iowa had won half of a nearly $700 million Powerball jackpot last week, Lauren West couldn't find the ticket that she'd bought the day before. So she asked her sister to take a look in her pickup truck, and yeah, there it was, on the floor, a scrap of paper worth a share of $688 million. The win was a shock to the single mom, who had a hard time convincing her three daughters and other relatives that it was for real. She said, "Nobody believed me. They thought I was crazy." She took the lump sum, which comes out to about $198 million, minus the taxes that you'll have to pay. That's your Midwest Digest for Max Armstrong. I'm Steve Alexander.